Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
All right, time for the Beauforting Buzz of the Day here on the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios at genewagnerplumbing.com. And we will get to the topic, which is, will Aaron Rodgers and the Packers timeline match up? And this question comes from yesterday's press conferences with Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, I should say. But first, some breaking news on the fan, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Ken Rosenthal, just a few minutes ago, the MLB Players Union telling players that the roster size will reduce from 30 players on the roster to 28 players on the roster coming up on Thursday as originally planned, and will remain at that level for the rest of the season and postseason, sources tell The Athletic. Taxi squad will be expanded from 3 players to 5 players for the remainder of the season. Gary, as much as I didn't think they would reduce, I thought they would sit at 30 for the rest of the season. They didn't. They are reducing to 28, but they're not going all the way down to 26 like originally planned. Mm-hmm. And they're adding to the taxi squad.
That's
so
the same number.
I would assume that's a win for the players' union at this point, right?
Yeah, it's the same number, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you added two.
The one thing
you went
that
from 3 to 5, and then you went from, was it 30 to 28? Same number, isn't it?
Right, but you're not going down to 26.
Right. Well, I'm just saying it's the same number.
Right. So I think as a players union, I think you're pretty happy with it from that standpoint. Leroy, you agree?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I think they did a good job on that one. Okay, yeah. So the question on the table is this. Will Aaron Rodgers and the Packers timeline match up? Now, I know. What in the world are you talking about now? What are you talking about now?
Well, are you talking about the controllables?
Let's hear about what Matt LaFleur had to say about Aaron Rodgers' future in Green Bay.
Well, I think right now, most importantly, Aaron's our quarterback, and I see him here for a really long time. And however long that is, I don't think anybody knows. Nothing's guaranteed in this league. But I feel so lucky to be able to work with him on a daily basis. And, you know, I don't see that changing for a really long time.
Sure. Okay. If you say so. Aaron Rodgers also talked about it.
You know, as you get older, you do enjoy the little moments just a tad bit more, I think. And like I've said before, a lot of the relationships that are still here are with those guys. You know, it's with the training room guys, the equipment staff, Adam and his staff, you know, people who've been here a long time and will probably be here long after, you know, my time is gone here. But that's where a lot of the memories, you start talking about things from the, you know, the 2000s to 2010 era, you know, it was 5 years, 6 years when I was here. there's just not that many people still around who can relate to some of the stories. And that's the way the business goes. You know, it's a short-term deal. And guys like myself who are lucky enough to play a long time with the same team. It's those relationships that you savor and you appreciate. And, you know, I found a lot of joy in those friendships. And over the years, I do, you know, I savor every moment, every season. I don't take any of it for granted. I don't know, you know, what the future holds. I know I can control this year and my play and my approach and my attitude. And I'm enjoying being back with the guys. It's fun to see them. Different, obviously, circumstances. There's a lot of things that are strange compared to the last 15 years I've been here. But I'm really enjoying being back here with the guys and being back in meetings and workouts and just seeing the energy and the smiles and the laughs. It really, you know, really makes it fun.
So there is Aaron Rodgers yesterday, and we heard from Matt LaFleur. The question is, will Rodgers and the Packers timeline match up at the end of the day as far as what both want out of the remainder of their time? What Rodgers, how much longer Rodgers wants to play before he's done and retires? And how long are the Green Bay Packers organization willing to wait? The funny thing about LaFleur is after he says what he says, then he says, well, you know, anything can happen in the NFL. Nothing is guaranteed, which is his way of getting out of this whole thing in case he does decide to go to Jordan Love in 2 years. Gary, what do you think? Do you think Rodgers and the Packers timeline match up eventually?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and I really don't have an answer for you.
Man, it was your question, and you don't have an answer?
Of course. That's
how
great it is.
You're killing me.
That's how great the question is. You know, when you come up with something good like that, you can't just fault nobody and you come up with something good. But I tell you this.
Price of being great, Gary.
Yeah, it is. I listen, there's some circumstances here that I think the Packers are going to have to be careful with. For example. If they go to a Super Bowl here, he got four years left in his contract, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they go to a Super Bowl here, and not even win it, but if they go, I don't know how they push him out the door. I just don't know how that plays out. That just would not be a good look for the Green Bay Packers. And the Green Bay Packers are all about the good look. I mean, you can't even compare their situation to Brett Favre, because you had to beg Brett Favre to come back every year. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, he's telling you all along that, you know, I want to be a Green Bay Packer. I want to end my career here. So you just can't just kick him to the curb. So if they get to a Super Bowl, they're going to have to keep him. And then they're going to have to go draft another quarterback. So we just don't know how all that plays out. And furthermore, right now, maybe the relationship where we made a lot about the relationship with LaFleur and Rodgers last year, and maybe that relationship gets a little bit better this year, that Rodgers understand what they're trying to do offensively, and it's not all about him. And it's going to be dependent on whether Rodgers buy all in to this run-first mentality, and then someone, you know, maybe John Elway calls him and say, dude, listen, I tried to do it all by myself, but when we got Terrell Davis, I got two more rings. Oh, I got two rings. Maybe that's what you need to be thinking about looking at later on here in your career. And who knows? Maybe the light come on with Rodgers and what they're trying to get done, and he buys into it, and they go win a Super Bowl, or they get back to one. It'd be tough for the Packers to try to push him out the door if they get to a Super Bowl. I don't know how they make that work.
All right, so the question is, will Rodgers and the Packers timeline match up? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Kyle in Janesville, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Kyle?
Hell no, their timelines aren't going to match up. I don't trust LaFleur. That guy. No, man, this is how I look at it. Rodgers, this year and maybe next year, is going to work for a new job or a new team. So we might get the best Rodgers that we've had in a long time, because he knows that he ain't sticking around. Did you hear how he talks? He says he has control over this year. That, to me, says that they've already had a conversation.
Oh, absolutely they have. They had a conversation before they drafted Jordan Love. No question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree 110% on that one. And I don't trust him either. I'm with you. No question. Thanks for the call. You can't trust him. Look, he's not going to say what the plan is. He can't come out at the podium and go, hey, fact of the matter is I know Aaron's got 4 years left, but providing Jordan Love's good, he's out in two. He can't say that because, A, you don't want to piss off Aaron or the fan base. B, if Jordan Love doesn't work out, then you got to eat crow and go, well, we decided we want Aaron a couple more years because the quarterback didn't work out that we drafted. He can't necessarily get up there and say what the plan may be, Leroy.
Yeah, well, I'm never going to eat crow because there's too many chickens out here. But come on, guys. You understand? Nobody liked that joke? But
no,
I understand. Well, you should have, anybody, not Steve.
No, nobody.
But I look at it like this.
How do you look at it, Leroy?
LaFleur's not taking the bait from y'all media people. You and Gary and Clemens and all y'all. Hey, man,
all
I'm
y'all.
Thinking about 2020. Okay? 2020. So what happens, I already know that the ball's in the Packers' court. We know that. Which year it'll be, it ain't up to us. It's up to Gutekunst and pretty much the head coach to say, listen. And I think it's fair for the head coach to get his players moving into the future. But the thing that we'll never talk about
is
in four years, they got to either extend Matt LaFleur again, and they got to extend Jordan Love again. And Aaron Rodgers, that'll be his last year to leave. So they try to keep focus, and I hope Matt continues to do this because his answer was perfect. Keep talking about just this year. Don't let them push you to make a decision when you don't have to at this point. Because if they win the Super Bowl this year, hey, they'll deal with it in the spring of 2021. That's the only way you could do it. Otherwise, the meeting rooms will get so toxic, it's going to go back to what San Francisco did. Okay? We got to move one of these guys out of this locker room, and it's Aaron Rodgers. You got Jordan Love. You got Tim Boyle. And then you bring in two quarterbacks you never heard of before, so you can carry four quarterbacks. And Aaron, where you want to go, we'll trade you there. All that's going to happen. But what's not going to happen is Packers splitting like they did with the Brett Favre thing. I was surprised, okay, the way I saw the Packer fan base just split like that, I would have lost at least 15, 20 cents. Because I thought everybody would be on board with the G, not the player. Nope, there's a lot of people ran with Brett to Minnesota, and they still got these purple four jerseys now. And I just was shocked. So I don't think the Aaron Rodgers fans will have no ill will. Because let's get facts of facts. They redid his contract with 2 years to go. So they already committed to him money-wise. They paid Aaron a lot of money. He won a Super Bowl. So they appreciate what he's done. But at one point, when do you move on? When do you say, listen, we need to have a backup at some point? Do you guys want the Vince Youngs of the world again? Do y'all want the Seneca Wallaces of the world again? No. At some point, but I know what everybody wants to do. They want to fast track 4 years from now. I would say, Matt, keep talking about 2020.
All right, time to take a quick timeout. We'll get back to more of your calls. People are on hold. Sit right there. Louie and Franklin, Logan and Port Washington, you guys are up next. Still room for you, too. Will Rodgers and the Packers timeline match up? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. And Sight and Sound Solutions, with the internet more important than ever. People working from home, kids, some of you, and depending on the where you are, I know MPS would be working from home. Online learning so critical that you got to have the internet. Get AT&T fiber internet for $39.99. And introducing the new AT&T TV, stream your channel package, DVR cloud storage with unlimited recordings, access to over 40,000 titles on demand, access to over, get this, 5,000 apps, plus the AT&T TV choice package and internet for under $89 a month. Yes, that does include Fox Sports Wisconsin. Still get $200 in Visa cards. Good wherever Visa is accepted. Sight and Sound Solutions, my guy Al, who I've been working with for years. Number one in customer service. They're saving people money on a monthly basis and offering $200 in Visa cards during these trying times. For existing customers, call them to work out a new deal. 262-754-1500. That's Sight and Sound Solutions. Call them today. 262-754-1500. Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Will Rodgers and the Packers timeline match up? Leroy Butler.
You going to the bathroom, cuz? What you doing?
I hope not. I don't want to hear a flush.
I like you doing a number two
I'm trying to stay out of the spin cycle as much as possible.
Come on, you go there every show at some point.
Well, no, I try to do it three times a week, and I don't want to use it yet.
Okay.
Fair. No, it ain't going to match up. It's already set in stone. I just don't want to deal with it now if I don't have to. It's almost like, do you pay your bill now, or do you pay it when it's due? You know what I'm saying? If I can push that thing out to the future, I'm going to do that. Will it affect my credit? Probably. So the problem is when he see Matt in the hallway, it's just him, it's going to be some smoke. I'm trying to alleviate that, okay? I don't want to have to deal with the future now if I don't have to. I just want to talk about 2020. It's obviously not going to line up. The Packers want this thing to be moved on in 2 years. It's a wrap based on the salary cap. Now, after that, it is what it is. It's based on if you're winning or not. But in the head coach's eyes, you can go to back-to-back Super Bowls. I'm going to Jordan Love, whether he's good or not, because I need to get on with what I would like to do, and that's handing the ball off. I don't need a top receiver. I don't need a top quarterback, because the gold standard is what San Francisco does. That's the model to me, okay? They got Jimmy Garoppolo with a bunch of money. Man throw the ball 8 times. So if you want to get traded back there in 2 or 3 years, we'll make that happen. But for the most part, I just want to focus on 2020.
I think he ends up in San Francisco before it's all said and done. That's what I think. Let's take another call here. Let's go to Louie and Franklin. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, I think unfortunately, guys, you know, the storybook ending, the John Elway ending, doesn't happen very often, even for star quarterbacks.
That's true.
You know, you look at Rivers, he's not where he was. They pushed Eli out. Tom Brady's in Tampa. Brett Favre went to two other teams. Montana had to split games with Steve Young, and they shipped him out. Peyton Manning, you know, the list goes on and on and on. His play has diminished the last 5 years. Don't think we as fans are the only ones that have noticed that. If we know it, they knew it before we did. And you're going to pay that kind of money and not get the type of results that you've been getting. It becomes kind of problematic, cost versus, you know, risk versus reward. And I think one thing that hasn't helped is we watch Patrick Mahomes. And that's what Aaron Rodgers used to be. He used to be talent-wise that much removed from everybody else in the league in the early 2010s. I got a question for the two former players, if you don't mind.
Come on with it.
So I've seen, you know, some of his comments on podcasts and interviews in the last week or so. If you were a teammate of his, how would you feel about him not saying directly he wouldn't play for the Bears or... You know, I mean, he sounds like a guy that's getting traded today. And I don't have a lot of memory to recall any other quarterback of that level, you know, making comments like that in the media. And I think that's why the media is going after this whole situation, because he hasn't been like Peyton or Brady and kind of slammed the door shut. I'm worried about today. I'm focused on today. He's talking about tomorrow. So as former players, if he was a teammate of yours and he's your leader and your highest paid player, I mean, I guess how does the locker room typically feel when that might be the situation, when you know a guy's got one foot out the door and he's still with you? So I guess that would be the question I have.
Well, he's been asked.
Yeah.
And he's answering a question. And that's the problem that I have with that.
Billy, what I was saying is, I mean, yeah, they asked Peyton Manning that question.
I know what you're saying. If the guy on the podcast asked him, well, what about the Bears? He could have said, man, I ain't playing for no Bears. No, just not doing it. They're just full stop. But to laugh and indicate, hey, man, it is what it is. I'm leaving the door open. I don't think it'll happen because I don't think he wants to be like Brett Favre, Gary, to stay in the division and play a team twice and play the Packers twice. I don't think he'll even want to be in the NFC. I think he'll do what Tom Brady did, cross over to another division and try something altogether different. Because if the Dallas Cowboys don't re-sign Dak Prescott, it would make sense when he would go down to Dallas with Mike McCarthy. But I don't think him and Mike McCarthy kind of get along towards the end. So
they may get along after he realizes what this offense is like without him.
Right. 100. But I'm just saying, I think, and I'm just guessing, I don't know Aaron, okay? I know Steve, I know Plucker, and I know Gary. I'm just guessing. I would think that somewhere along the line, I know under that Farvey stuff and them being friends, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to throw interceptions, and I don't want to leave and play against a team that really gave me a chance with the 24th pick, I believe it's 24th pick, and really saved my career. And that's the reason why I'm a Hall of Famer, because what I did in the green and gold uniform, not no other uniform. This is just gravy, because they've given him probably over $200 million over his career. So they've treated him correct. They're not treating him wrong. And I think we all agree with that, right? I mean, and he even said business is business.
He did. Yeah, you're absolutely right. He did. Yeah, no question about it. Business is business at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North as well. Commercial vehicles now in stock as of July. Sprinter and Metris vans available. So if you have a business, a plumbing business, AC business, construction business, whatever, and you're looking for new vehicles to really kind of step your game up a little bit, perfect vehicles for it. Maybe you're into this new hip thing that everybody's doing, building these Sprinter vehicles and Metris vehicles out so you can kind of use them as like your own personal RV camper type deal. You can do that as well. Again, they now have them. Mercedes-Benz Sprinters and Metris vehicles, commercial vehicles, now available. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Service them. You can buy them there, the whole deal. And that's not your thing? Yeah, I want a regular old Mercedes-Benz car, man. Drive around it. No problems. 0% financing on those select cars as well. Austin Della, tell them Sparky sent you, and he'll take care of you. Mercedes-Benz of MilwaukeeNorth.com. Again, Mercedes-Benz of MilwaukeeNorth.com. Sit there, go through the vehicles, figure out which one you want to buy, and you're all set. Here is Mike Clemens.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.